The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis Vroom Vroom Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy.
And I'm Bug Bag.
What?
I'm Bug Bag. This is a new character because I'm sick and my voice sounds like this. I thought it would be a good time to trot out my new character, Bug Bag.
Okay, and, what's his deal?
Okay.
He's like a bag of bugs that a wizard brought to life as a curse.
Tell don't show. Wait, sorry. Show don't tell.
Well, I can't. As you so frequently remind me, Justin, it is an audio product we're making. I can't show you Bug Bag.
Well,
I don't have a bag.
You could do like a monologue against
like you
him,
inhabit like, him.
Yeah, like do a monologue.
Do his I Want song.
Where you're fighting with your enemy, John Bonington.
Yeah.
And
well, no, this is, and I'm so glad you said that, Travis, because obviously it came to my mind that people might think of Oogie Boogie, and it's not. It's super duper not that. Because it's not
about Oogie Boogie. I'm not an Oogie Boogie thing.
Yeah, no. He's
I'm my own guy. I'm
separate. Wow.
He's not guy shaped. It's important you guys understand about Bug Bag that he's not shaped like
I'm
a guy.
Like a big old bag.
He's just a big old bag.
Not a man.
Is it like a Ziploc bag? Can you see through it?
All I want some definition in my bag. Cinch me up, corset style. Give me a humanoid form that I can get on Tinder and meet a somebody special.
Squish me up.
Exoskeleton limbs would be so cool. But the tech's not there yet. Squish me out some arms so I can hug my kids.
He's got kids?
Yeah, he does. Justin, did you just bust your lip on the microphone, pal?
Earlier.
I love that. That's like sacrifice for your art, and it's powerful.
That's like when a pro wrestler really bleeds on the stairs and stuff.
Yeah,
you
Bug
know?
Bag loves
I have
that nasty
to tell
shit.
I have to tell a remaining Dragon Con story because I didn't want to deploy it while we were still at the venue for pretty obvious reasons. We were in the elevator, and the backstage elevators at conventions are wild because they're these big freight guys. And you're usually being ferried between like a green room and some signing place. You end up in the elevators with people you have no business in elevators with if you're us. And we ended up in an elevator with us and our dad and Amanda and Simon Pegg and Simon Pegg's three people that keep people from talking to Simon Pegg.
Do you guys, when you have the moment where you realize it's Simon Pegg or a person who's too famous
whoever.
That you're shouldn't be allowed to be around them. It's like a scary feel, like a big scary feeling that makes time kind of stop and slow down a little bit.
I do an unconscious head nod as if you're like, yep, this is the situation
Travis,
I'm
I
in
see
now.
Him, Travis, I see him steal himself.
Travis always does that nod. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that is actually, to me, kind of reaffirming.
Yeah.
Because what you say is like, we're all seeing it. We're all on the same page.
And we look to you, Travis, for that nod to know that you've got it fucking cocked and loaded and that you're going to step in here. But then right before you could draw and shoot from the hip.
Or not draw.
And
you got to watch Travis.
And
you see the body language. Travis was giving a full hang back.
Yeah.
Because he knew we had a fleeting An elevator is so rough.
Yeah.
Because what if they need to split immediately from you at any moment, and it's that's uncomfortable.
You can't have owned space on DVD and then say something in that moment.
Yes.
You're unqualified.
There is also a FAMO body language code that I found when you're in a freight elevator, the
so
least
important.
Interesting elevator in the world, and it's full of people, and they have picked a spot on the floor that they're just like, I love this spot. I can't stop looking at this spot.
I'm fascinated by this spot.
Have you guys ever seen on a freight elevator floor like this before, that they're like, oh no, they've disassociated. They don't want to be in this elevator with me.
That's no judgment on Mr. Peg. Like, we all disassociate.
Fine, dude. Like, yeah, absolutely.
It's fine. It's just that moment.
I deal with my kids constantly.
Yeah, everybody does it. This look of just like, I'm trying to just be inside my head right now
and not
out here with people. And I saw him doing that and I was like, this isn't the time.
So I briefly mentioned that Dad was in the elevator, too, so later when I revealed the killer, it would be more surprising. Like, I had hoped you'd forget he'd be in the elevator,
yeah.
So now when I'm like, but then Dad is shameless. He doesn't care.
No,
he
correct.
Just wants to get his story out of these people. He's 70 years old. Doesn't give a shit.
He wants to talk to Christopher Lloyd about broccoli. It's a thing. Yeah.
And it's become a walking anecdote, and you know what? I celebrate it, because it's pretty funny to me personally, usually.
Yes. As long
Here's
as we're
the
not stuck in
the
a moving box.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trav. As long as Tom Cruise's friend isn't stuck in a box with us. Dad clocks it, and I see the gears turning, and my dad is going for something, some sort of thing he can say to Simon Pegg. And in my head, time slows down, and I think of all the different options, and then Dad says, that's a great shirt. Now, Simon Pegg is wearing an Echo and the Bunny Mid t-shirt.
Yes.
Our dad.
Yes.
No concept.
Would not know an Echo and the Bunny Man if one was riding on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know Echo from the Bunny Man.
Yes.
There's like three people in the elevator who are privy to this Venn diagram of information, and it's us.
Yes.
And I can't speak for you guys. I'm chilled to the
bone. Oh, dude.
Well, Dad did it with like kind of a, oh, great, like, I know. And all I could think is this gambit has such a short shelf life. If Simon Pegg pursues it 1 inch forward. Oh, thank you. You're a fan? It's all falling apart.
Dude, if you think I won't leave you hanging, I will pick up a chef's hat and be like, bonsoir, I must check on la patisserie, and then go a different way.
I ran through in my head the life of our father to try and figure out when he would have dipped his snoot into like early 80s post-punk British rock. Just trying to think, like, maybe he, I don't know, spent some time in the aisles.
Did they open for the Doobie Brothers at any point?
Yeah, maybe the Echo and the Bunnymen opened for Michael McDonald.
No, okay, here's the thing, though. If I had been a little bit quicker thinking, and if I had been a little bit more merciless, I could have laid down Dad out flat in a way that probably would have impressed some.
If you had turned your own dad and said, name three Echo and the Bunnymen songs, not counting the Killing Moon, go.
Like, you may say, like, if you mentioned Justin McElroy around Simon Pegg in a week or two, he would be like, the podcast guy, he's ice cold.
Yeah.
I went saw him kill his dad right in front of me with words. He laid him out with words. It was, he left. He just laid down on the ground. I've never seen anything like it.
I should also say, just to complete the thing, Simon Pegg then graciously did a, oh, yeah, thanks.
And he said,
and
no, Travis, Dad was very explicit about this. He said, oh, thanks, man. Gave him one of
thanks, man.
Thanks,
and
man.
And then he went
thanks,
back
man.
To his love affair with the spot on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a little bug down there.
Woo!
Chilling. A chilling moment.
Absolutely. A chilling moment. Not like the rest of this show, though. This is an advice show. We help
this is a warming show. Environment.
This is a warming energy that we have here. Autumn is settling in.
Oh,
the fire is crackling.
It's fall, y'all. Spooky season.
Next weekend, I'm taking my nephew to his first wrestling show. He's 9, and I'm not sure he is even aware of the concept of pro wrestling. How should I explain it to him? I mean, I would say you probably should have started teaching him moves long ago.
He's gonna get slam-a-jammed. Are you kidding me? 9?
Yeah, no. He says, to what extent should I let him in on the kayfabe? And that's from Rowdy Uncle. Huh.
I think that this is... You've got a very zoomed in view here. Your 9-year-old nephew already has a huge concept of kayfabe and pro wrestling through things like Pokemon.
Interesting.
Through, like, what is Pokemon except animal pro wrestling and kayfabe?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the wronger things you said.
What are you talking about? Pit them against each other. They have signature moves. You get, like, this type doesn't like that type. Think about the TV show where you get the, like, rematches.
You included this question just so you could deliver your thesis statement on how wrestling is Pokemon, and I want to tell you that's wrong-headed.
No, Griffin. Pokemon is wrestling.
Pokemon is wrestling. Okay. That is cool. I mean, there are Pokemon who are sort of like wrestlers, right? Like Hawlucha, one of my personal favorites, fighting flying type, and he's got like the luchador mask and everything. So, like, I don't understand how that could coexist.
What was I thinking? Justin, can I talk to you over here for a second?
No. You introduced Pokemon into the show, and we've talked about this.
I could have a conversation with it, and then
I'm not going to talk about Pokemon with anybody. Certainly not you. Not you.
I'm not even that deep, Travis. I'm not even that deep in the scene anymore, man. This is basic common knowledge. I'm surprised at you.
If it's outside the 151, Griffin, he's turned his back on us.
Yeah, I did.
I've never seen him do this.
Actually. Well, I've never had to fucking do it before.
This has never been an option. I was aware of we could do this.
Can I say Griffin's back looks like he's weak and Bernie's dead. Yeah, why does it look like he's posed in the chair?
Yeah, man, I'm the bug bag.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot.
Did you forget he's the bug bag?
I did for just a second. The bug bag turns his back on you is a powerful move.
It's tough. One of the tough things about raising kids is you got to teach them everything. They don't know anything when they come out. You got to teach them everything. Yep. Not air and blinking, but other than that. And
sin,
air, blinking. Well, no, they know about air and blinking, but like you have to teach them about
the sin they did.
You have to teach kids about seeing through bullshit, but really the most effective way of doing that is to lay out some bullshit and hope that they start asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just lay it all out for them because they won't buy it. They got to be able to work through it on their own. But you do hope that they'll pick up on the clues,
right?
You know what I mean? And starting to have their own suspicions.
I will say this, man. I wish more things had kayfabe because BB's one of those that's like, yeah, but why is that, right? So like when we're watching a movie and it's like, that person just did something mean to that person. Why did they do that? And the only answer that it really boils down to is, well, the writers wrote it that way. But if I could say, because 3 years ago, that person like betrayed them during a tag team match because they like flirted with their girlfriend and then had a fight backstage and stole the hearse that they like, if I could do that, and she'd be like, makes complete sense. Show me a pile driver now.
That's really interesting point, Travis. I feel like John Cena's been getting off a little too easy in Hollywood. Like, I want to see him at a press junket for Peacemaker and they'd be like, I'm so excited to talk about the show. You almost killed Cody Rhodes last week because The Rock put a spell on you. The Rock, excuse me, I'd love to talk about your work, some of your philanthropic business, Mr. Cena, but last week I watched you beat the ever-loving bloody shit out of Cody Rhodes because of the spell The Rock put on you. And maybe you could answer some questions about that first, please.
Do you think you could still break up John Cena with a... How well deployed would your I can't see you joke need to be to break up John Cena with an I can't see you gag? Like, how long, how protracted would you need to keep that bit going? Or do you think he has heard at this point, like, literally every permutation?
I think just if you're doing an interview with him, just insist that they keep setting up more and more cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he would immediately,
a mile away.
He was definitely, he'd be like, nope. I'm on to you. Like, he would definitely see through that.
Okay, film a whole, like, $60 million budget movie, but every scene that he's in, you have digitally edited him out of, and you get to the premiere.
Oh, that's cool.
And you show it, and it's like, fuck, he didn't show
up. Travis is right. There is still definitely stuff we could do to fuck with this guy.
That would be good if he showed up, like, season two, and James Gunn is there, and you know he's got the budget now.
Yeah.
He's got the juice to put out a premiere where, like, you can't see him. And, like, what would be good is if James Gunn the whole time was, like, as the premiere was airing, like, in the theater, he just kept standing up, like, fuck! God damn it!
This isn't good! Fuck!
That's awesome.
God damn it! You ruined it!
He doesn't understand. You ruined it!
Do you think if you threw a marble at John Cena and it didn't pass clean through him, well, you can feel him.
Yeah.
That would be cool if that was his
the
tagline.
Other four senses still work, Griffin. It'd be cool if he hear fucking... him, feel him, taste him, touch him.
Why a marble? Is that referencing some sort of deep John Cena lore?
Yeah, he's... yeah, he lost
his... a shooter from way
don't
back.
Don't lie! Griffin, don't lie to me! I will believe anything you tell me, please.
There was a brief plot line where John Cena was in Neverland, and he was one of the Lost Boys, and he was having fun out there, and he lost his dang marbles there, and...
Is that real?
No, that's not real. But
okay, see,
I do apologize. All the things I said, The Rock did. It's important you guys know that The Rock put a spell, a curse on John Cena to make him beat the shit out of Cody Rhodes. And now, but now he's cool again. Now they're cool again. They squashed that beef really fast. I thought you would like this sort of magical realism that they're bringing. Don't say anything to this 9-year-old. Let them go ask them what they thought afterwards and then go from there. Because if they think it's magic and cool and real, that's awesome. Because one day they'll learn that it's not and they're going to go through a long, weird period until they start to respect the craft again. And they realize even though it is written and the athleticism, they realize even though it's written, it's still real. To me, real. Damn it.
Written but real.
Written but real. These are the new taglines for wrestling.
Is that a wrestling?
And I don't think WWE is going to pick them up, but maybe AEW or some other league. Written but real. You can feel me.
Scripted but. You know what I mean? Like scripted but scurrilous. Like what's a. Scripted but.
You didn't think we got it with written but real?
Written but real is good, but like scripted but.
You killed the vibe, man.
I know.
Dude, the vibe is in the fucking toilet, dude.
Perfect's the enemy of good.
So cool. I never get to be the one who sits silently while someone says dumb shit. I was so happy during that moment.
I know, Travis.
Why you guys do it to me.
It's a nice break. It's a nice break for sure. It's a good relaxer, but
good energy. That was a gift.
That was a good joke. Do a different, better one. Different, better one right this moment, please. Don't tell anything to this 9-year-old.
Except you love him. Tell him you love him.
Tell him you love him, I guess.
Oh, and ask him if they need like a drink.
Yeah.
Use the bathroom or something. Like you should, you know.
Tell him where to meet you. You know?
Yeah.
Because if you get separated. He's 9, he doesn't have a GPS.
Tell him if another kid is looking at him weird.
Yeah.
I mean, tell him important stuff.
How about another question? Please.
Yes.
I'd love to help you guys out with that. I work in a fairly industrial part of my city, and there aren't really any places to sit outside nearby. I often like to enjoy my lunch outside as opposed to the oppressive clinical break room at the corporate retail store I work at. It's small and gray and covered in corporate images of real people acting like they enjoy working here. Anyway, I want to spend my lunch outside. However, the only place to sit and enjoy my meal is a comfortable looking bus bench a few hundred feet from my work. I see the bus come by and stop often, but it only stops if there's a potential patron waiting on the bench. I do not want to stop the bus for me when I'm just enjoying my break. Brothers, how can I sit on this comfortable bus bench and enjoy my lunch without the bus thinking I need a ride and stopping for me? Oh man, that's from Barely Comfortable in British Columbia. For the record, like you could just say next time you want to eat outside. Like you do not need to justify to us. We just do the podcast. Like you can eat wherever you want.
We do not judge the reasons why you might want to eat outside. Is it my favorite side to eat in? No, but that doesn't mean
inside.
I'm
gonna
eat. That's where geese are.
Geese is. I have a zero goose guarantee in this house. I can tell you that. Bus bench. There's a few chairs out there that. When you're sitting on them, you're making a statement.
That's toilet, true.
Toilet, throne,
stool in the corner,
like electric chair
for sure. Juice, maudlin, but
maudlin, but maudlin, but accurate.
Bus bench,
cuck chair,
cuck chair. The bus bench is the cuck chair of the sidewalk.
Yeah,
I don't think that's actually true. You're not a cuck if you take the bus.
No,
you're a cuck if you take the bus. I love the bus. I love the bus. Rules.
No, I just think the sidewalk is the... Hold on. Okay. I think... We haven't brought it up in a while, but I think a sign would help.
Yeah, I mean, but there's lots of signs on the bus. There's lots of signs on the road that I do want the bus driver to be paying attention to. I'm not sure I want to throw bonus signs in there all willy-nilly.
Yeah, and there's probably all right. And one sign that I would say should be helping right now is bus, like the sign that says bus stop. You know,
yeah,
that should tell you that you shouldn't eat there. Like, yeah, there's already a sign doing a job. You know what I mean? Like, can't put up your own sign that's like, but
bus
not me, because there's a sign that says bus stop. There's already a sign there.
There should be an exclamation point after bus and then a period after stop. And now that sign's for you saying, bus, stop.
Here's what you do.
Eating here.
When the bus stops and opens their doors to let you on, you poke your head inside and look around and then say, I'll catch the next one, and sit back down and keep eating.
So weird. Wasting so much. Do you realize if you make a bus stop for you and there's 30 people on it and that stop takes 45 seconds, all of a sudden you're talking about
2 minutes and 15 seconds.
2 minutes and 15 seconds of... Yeah. No, I think it's more... It's 20... like 20 minutes or something like that of people time you've wasted. Gasoline.
A good way to gain some feeling of control, though, over the universe and everything, to inflict that kind of punishment on other people. You know what I mean?
On public transit and public transit users?
You're slowing the system down? You're making it less efficient?
When you see the bus coming, hop up and hide behind the bench.
No.
No, I mean, yeah, that'll work, but don't.
But don't, man. Man, guys, I saw somebody yesterday. I was on Route 60, and it wasn't Route 60 Walker. It was a different guy. It was like, he was like in a parking lot. And he was wearing white linen pants, no shirt, no shoes.
Fuck yeah.
Hookah necklace.
Nice.
Striding through the parking lot outside the fuel and the Everonis there, just like striding through the parking lot, no shoes, no shirt, white linen pants. It was amazing. I want to stop and ask him, like, how's it going? Like, it's like, what's so chill today?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to him. It's awesome though.
So you're saying just walk more? I'm confused more, that chill? How this is active, helpful.
Well, it's like, People,
I love you saw a cool guy, Juice. Like, I'm fucking stoked.
I'm just saying, I love people out in the environment just kind of making it their own. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely.
If you brought a folding chair from home, how far away from the bus stop would you have to place it?
Yeah.
Before you're outside of the bus stopping zone, and B, it's not weird.
If you got a folding chair, the bus stop is no longer in the equation. Suddenly, you're king of all outdoors. You know what I mean? Like, who cares about the bus stop anymore?
But the answer
is, you got it going.
15 feet is the answer. 15 feet. And if the bus stops, you can be like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Clearly, this has nothing to do with the bus stop. Clearly, I'm on my own thing over here. I like the hiding idea. I did want to say that hiding in public is tough. As a dad, I do a lot of hide and seek with my kids, sometimes at like a playground or at the backyard or front yard of my house. And you can't see a middle-aged man in his own bushes fucking bug bag mode. And I know that if people see me from the street, they're going to be like, cops. And doing it at a playground, being fucking, some other kid runs up and finds you inside of like a little metal tunnel, like, I'm going to hide so good, and I'm going to win the game with my son. There's no fucking way, man. There's no solution for it.
Do you think a good life hack, if you're breaking into someone's house and they call the cops and you tell the cops, like, I'm playing a really competitive game of hide and seek with my kids?
Yeah.
Do you think that would at least buy you enough time to get away?
I don't know, Chad, but it's questions like that make it hard for me to enjoy my leisure time with my children. That's fair.
Rather than hide at the bus stop when the bus shows up, what if you hid at work? You know, if you think about the entrance to the building, that's one side of it. All right, there's going to be three other sides to that building that people are not going in and out of. So I would encourage you to take a step off that beaten path. Take that road less traveled. Walk around to the side of the building. And maybe there's a little spot that you can start to reclaim, you know, to take on as your own. No one's going to go over there. Just like a little, like, leave the chair. You know what I mean?
Unless.
Set up like a little bench.
Unless.
Get on the bus. Get on the bus. Cool. And then get off at the next stop walk back. You got your lunch. You got a little exercise. You saw the world, opened your eyes a little bit, maybe broadened your horizons. Spend some time with the bus driver. Get to know him, ride it every time. And then say, hey, just for future reference, I eat my lunch there. You don't have to stop and pick me up.
I like both your guys' plans. Don't make me
choose.
Choose
one.
I don't make me choose. I like both of the plans. Please choose don't make one. Me choose.
Ask the driver to just drive around the block a couple times.
Driver, sorry?
Get on the bus.
You think that we're just looking for more inefficiency. Like, where can you make this great system
Justin's
less
efficient? Plan, Travis, was to find a little secret garden. Your plan was to waste people's time.
We
gas,
didn't even talk about
pads.
My plan,
we didn't
by
even
the way.
Talk about
you charged
Justin's
right
great
past my plan to do your plan. Classic.
Can you build a secret garden on the bus?
Do you
now
know,
I'm just
do
trying,
you,
now I'm just trying
no,
to find,
you,
I'm trying to find a middle
it,
ground.
Right? You heard it, right?
You
I'm
heard
trying
it.
To find,
as
but
you
I'm trying to find
it.
A middle ground.
There's no middle ground between right and wrong.
Could you ride
There's
the bus inside
right.
your own secret garden? Maybe
you're
a tiny
so,
bus.
You're so attached to this fucking bus, and you're not even here in the other.
You're not.
Like, everything you've suggested has been so
maybe start your own bus line. To compete.
Maybe
with
get a job at the bus company.
The bus
That's a great idea.
The bus is the enemy in this situation. The bus is our opponent. And we're like trying to figure out like, here's a practical thing you can do. Find your own little secret garden. Go hang out with the Smoky Joes by the loading dock and snarf your lunch. And you're over here like, do you think two buses could get married?
Wait, hold on. I didn't even think about this.
What if a bus could become a person, like a transformer,
crazy,
and then you could marry
man.
That?
Could a Metro bus marry a VW bus in this scenario, Griffin, or do you have
balls
against it?
What's that even fucking mean, man? I'm trying to help this person get fed in the middle of the day, and you're over here talking about how much you want buses kissing.
Griffin and I are trying to be a giving tree for this person, and you're like, get on the bus and then hump the bus.
Whoa. Doesn't make any sense, dude.
Whoa. Get on the bus, ask for consent, and then hump the bus.
Don't hop the bus.
Maybe
don't
it's
say unless
don't
either,
say
Travis.
Unless.
You can't.
Travis?
What if it's a hump
just
bus?
Said unless earlier.
What if what's a hump bus, Travis?
It's Griffin. If
you can't
afraid,
just say shit. What's
you're,
a hump
you're,
bus?
You're the underpinnings of the whole
it's a bus,
franchise are coming
it's
undone.
A bus driven by a camel.
Travis, just own it, man. Just disengage.
You got high off of when I bombed earlier, and you're still buzzing.
Fuck, okay, you're right. I thought I could do
you
anything.
You gotta calm down there. You're spinning out.
It's all falling apart.
I'm so tired.
The thing is, we just did 4 days of jokes.
The fighting makes me so tired.
No, man.
Makes me stronger.
Should we go to the bunny zone?
Take me there. Take me there, Daddy. I wanted to apologize to you guys real quick because I haven't sent you birthday cards in several years. It's just that the getting stamps and everything, I don't know how to do it. Yeah. And so I know it's been like 12 years since I sent you a birthday card or a Christmas card or like good luck on, you know, your endoscopy card, all of that stuff.
What's weird about that is, Travis, we have for many, many years been telling our listeners about stamps.com, which is a website where you can go and
that's real?
Exactly what you're talking.
I thought that was a
did
bit.
You think it was
we
a lot?
Doing.
You thought it was like a joke?
You thought.
Like we
okay,
were pranking
so this,
the
we've
listeners?
We've run into this a few times. And so sometimes Travis thinks the ads are still part of the show.
I thought it was
so
a
you
bit.
You thought that it was just too. It sounded too great, too convenient.
Yeah, there's no way.
Which part?
Well, we tell jokes during the ads sometimes, Juice.
Yeah, which part of the stamps.com proposition seemed the most unrealistic?
Frankly, the fact that I could do it all at home, right from my computer, phone, or other smart device.
Yeah.
I know. It seems unreal, but it's true.
And I fucking get it because it busts me up when I hear stuff like stamps.com gets you incredible rates, like up to 89% off USPS and UPS.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a funny number.
That's funny. Yeah. It's close.
And they offer 24/7 support. That doesn't seem real, but it's true.
No, there's only 6 days in a week.
So, like, this next part, Trav, and our listeners, totally real. Spend less time on busy work and more time on your business with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com and use code MYBROTHER for a 1 month free trial, plus $5 in postage and a digital scale. That's Stamps.com, code MYBROTHER. I know I stumbled on the word digital. That was not a joke. That was an accident done during a very real and authentic.
Hashtag not JK.
Hashtag not JK.
Hashtag real life.
Hashtag real life.
So where can we look forward to some more greetings from you, Trav? Is that?
Yeah, man, I've got a backlog to send.
Yeah, fucking right. What's my address?
Number one dump street.
Fuck, man, you got my ass. I was trying to get your ass and you fucking turned it on me. And
yeah, that was.
Is that not it? Is that not your address? Cool.
Have you been sending letters to number one dump street?
Yeah.
We got to stop saying addresses. It's like 6969 Cool Street all over again. Someone lives on one dump street. Now they're going to get fucking Kraft macaroni and cheese mailed to their house or some shit. Don't do that shit, people.
In Bootyville, USA?
Travis, goddamn it. It can't because the world's so big that does exist, I bet.
Probably Wisconsin, I bet.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half horse, half fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia and hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne from NPR and Maximum Fun.
I want a munch. Squat.
Oh, bug bag, no.
Squat.
I want to munch.
Squat. You almost killed bug bag.
Shut up.
Just be quiet.
Shut up. Stop talking. Try to do my bit. This is a podcast of the podcast for fun and the latest and greatest of brain eating. I'm going to have to apologize. Dad's going to be mad at me now that I said shut up. I'm going to get
you know
trouble.
We don't say that to each other.
Sorry. But Travis called me stupid earlier, so I think we're probably even.
Yeah, listen. Okay. It all balances out. That's what I tell my kids. It all balances out.
Did you hear when he said I live at Dump Street? Like, Travis is off the fucking chains this episode.
We got to go on tour again next week.
I know, dude. I know, man. I don't know how we messed up so bad. No, those shows are going to be great.
They're going to be amazing.
We're going to be broken by them. They may claim our lives. So it's my favorite time of the year. That is pumpkin spice season. And for me, pumpkin spice season means something a little different because I don't really get pumpkin spice lattes. For me, this season is really about watching how other chains justify including pumpkin on their menu. Because yeah. I don't know why, but everybody is still out here trying to explain it away. So let's check in with Voodoo Donuts to start off with. Voodoo Donuts announces pumpkin spice latte donut and a pumpkin buttermilk bar. Get ready for this. Voodoo Donut, the iconic creator of handcrafted innovative donuts, is excited to announce two new seasonal creations, the Pumpkin Spice Latte Donut and the Pumpkin Buttermilk Bar.
You know,
right. Pumpkin Spice Latte Donut is filled with delectable pumpkin spice fluff and dipped in bold magic roast espresso frosting. It's a pumpkin spice latte donut.
There's okay. A, when you live long enough, as we have children, you see edgy, cool, like companies and places, independent things become what they once hated.
Whoa.
This bums me.
Trav? Hey, Trav?
Yeah.
100%. Here's the quote from the CEO of Voodoo Donuts, Chris Schultz. We wanted to create a little pumpkin for everyone this fall. From the latte lovers to the pumpkin purists, these limited time donuts are made to bring a little seasonal joy to every guest who walks through our doors.
Chris, I once bought a bucket of old donuts from a Voodoo Donuts for $10.
Yeah, like a 5-gallon plastic bucket.
Yeah. You guys used to fuck. What happened? A pumpkin spice latte donut?
You're washed, Corpo Pig.
Iconic creator of handcrafted innovative donuts, and then you have the gall to announce a pumpkin spice latte donut? Chris!
Also, if I met someone and they told me they were a pumpkin purist, I don't know why, but I would assume, like,
it's something
you've
really
got a lot more stuff going on.
Baskin Rob, oh, sorry, Griff, go ahead. You want to weigh in on how cool Voodoo Donuts used to be?
Yeah. No, I mean, they got to make a living. It's tough out there. You know, I get it.
Baskin Robbins brings back pumpkin cheesecake ice cream and debuts new pumpkin spice.
How should you say that? Debuts? No, that sounds bad.
I don't know. I like the way it sounds, though.
Debuts? Mm-hmm. Debuts. New pumpkin spice frozen beverage. Fall is in the air and in your cup. Baskin Robbins is welcome.
One more time.
Fall is in the air and in your cup.
Cool. I would assume that some of the air got in my cup then.
Yeah. I got a new pumpkin spice cap.
So you got to wash your cups, man.
It's a frozen coffee beverage that delivers cozy vibes with every sip. Hey guys.
Yeah.
You can't have us. Man. Available nationwide beginning September 1st, these limited time seasonal offerings are the ultimate way to embrace sweater weather, no matter what the thermometer says.
There's like 8 fall like buzzwords that have become I don't know, throw these in a blender, chop them up, and sad libs it out.
The whole season is just a flavor now. Like, the entirety of the season has been subsumed.
Yeah. We need to bust.
You're not
this
in the pumpkin mood? Well, the Cappy lineup features a variety of bold, creamy flavors that hit the spot every time. Choose from fan favorites like classic caramel praline, chocolate fudge, and Oreo. But wait, I hear you saying, Duncan, how can you justify having pumpkin on your menu? Well, Nicole Boutwell, the vice president of brand marketing, has this to say. Pumpkin is more than just a flavor. It's a seasonal must-have. With pumpkin cheesecake and the new pumpkin spice Cappy, guests can enjoy cozy fall flavors with their refreshing twists that lets them celebrate the season in the most delicious way.
All I'm saying is that fall used to be about one thing, autumnal Jesus. And now... Yes.
Thank you, Travis.
Corporations get
harvest
in.
Harvest Christ.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. And now we've gone in and we've taken away the meaning of what Harvest Christ, Autumnal Jesus, once brought to us. Yep. And forgotten about.
Well, we've forgotten all the other autumnal friends, like where's my green beans? Where's my green
beans?
Sorry,
say again?
Where's my green beans smoothie? Where's my eggplant?
Where's my smoothie? It makes me shoot green beams.
I want my green beans smoothie, and I want eggplant fries, and I want...
A party with rooms full of laughter, 10,000 tons of ice cream. Hey, Nectar Juice Bar is unveiling a reimagined Better For You pumpkin lineup.
Thank God.
Now, this is really, this is unhinged. Pumpkin spice season is back, but at Nectar Juice Bar, it's getting a clean eat shit with that clean nonsense. A clean, elevated makeover. Launching September 2nd on the Nectar app and October 1st at locations nationwide. There's a whole month where you walk in, you're like, let me get that pumpkin. They're going to be like, what the fuck are you
what
talking
about?
No,
saying?
That's a digital pumpkin.
Step outside, get on the app. We're not going to help you for a month. That's the case. They're made from real pumpkin and nutrient-rich ingredients, never sugary syrups or artificial substitutes.
But I available like those fruit. Things. I like Shoot. Those make pumpkin taste good. Without Can that, we- pumpkin's gross.
Can we bring our own artificial sweeteners from home, please, Nectar?
Please?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't like the pumpkins.
No,
it's not called pumpkin drink. It's called pumpkin spice, the shit you add to the pumpkin to make it palatable.
Available through December 1st.
Oh, got it. Thank you. I can never remember how long
fall stops. Yeah.
This limited time menu features, it delivers cozy fall flavor with a wholesome functional twist. Crafted to fuel the season. What? Crafted to fuel the season.
Crafted to fuel the season in your cup.
crafted to fuel the season.
Can we
this
just,
collection balances and dulls it?
Unless I'm mistaken, the second use of functional.
Yeah.
It's press catching on. Yes. Describing an edible thing.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a wholesome way to enjoy pumpkin spice any time of day. Capturing all the, because I know when I try to enjoy it, pumpkin spice, sometimes I'm like, oh, you bad boy. You should be enjoying pumpkin spice right now.
Do you guys remember when, like, 2 years ago, people were, like, talking about how sweet potato was going to be the new thing? Was the sweet potato was going to take over? And people were talking about how, like, you get that sweet potato latte. That's what, but then pumpkin came back strong the next year. Like,
yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Sweet potato can't come at the
That's
throne.
Such a bummer. I love this. Hey, listen, I love that stuff, man.
I know what you're saying, though. How is it possible that Nectar Juice Bar can justify including pumpkin on their menu? Well, here's the answer. Pumpkin spice is everywhere this time of year, but too often, it's all sugar and no substance. Mm. At Nectar Juice Bar, we're committed to doing things differently. By using real pumpkin and nutrient-dense ingredients, we've created a fall menu that feels indulgent, but actually supports our guests' health and wellness goals. It's right, pumpkin Mom. Season the way it should be. Real, fresh, and truly delicious. I really appreciate these brands that help us to really keep an eye on all the artificial shit and the sugar that gets, like, added to our drinks. And they help us to eat the way that our ancestors
yes.
ate, which yes. is get 10 pumpkins and grind them down to a pulp and then yeah. drink the slurry. You know how they used to do it.
Like, yeah.
our progenitors, how they used to get a bucket full of produce and just mash it all up and then throw away a lot of it and then drink what's left.
If you served up a gourd slurry at the town hall in the Middle Ages, you would be tried for witchcraft. You would yeah. not make it out of that place. This is fucking crazy. You can't pretend like this is nature's way.
Just give me a pumpkin to eat.
Just give me a whole pumpkin. Fuck yeah, that's it. Welcome to Sonic. Here's your pumpkin. Whole ass gourd.
We heated it up for you. They got to cook it or else people will use that as an opportunity to get their pumpkin without getting out of their car.
No.
So you got to cook it
or else people will buy decorative. And then they watch you eat every bite.
Crunch this little gourd like a porcupine while we watch.
This is my favorite. Bobby's Burgers adds wild mushroom bacon burger and pumpkin spice milkshake for fall. Cool. Bobby's Burgers by Bobby Flay is celebrating fall with two new additions to the menu that captures the spirit of the season, the Wild Mushroom Bacon Burger and Pumpkin Spice Milkshake. The Wild Mushroom Bacon Burger features certified Angus beef, grilled the guest choice of medium or well, yada, yada, yada. They never mention the milkshake again.
Oh, really?
But, yes, they don't. They don't because you might be saying because the person who they have to get a quote from is Bobby Flay.
And he's not going to say shit about this milkshake.
Here's what Bobby Flay says. The paragraph before Bobby's quote is this. For the ultimate fall indulgence, the pumpkin spice milkshake blends rich, velvety custard with warm pumpkin spice. It's topped with house-made whipped cream and a dusting of seasonal spice for a cozy, crave-worthy finish. But wait, Bobby Flay, professional chef, how do you justify having pumpkin on the menu?
Can't wait.
As a chef, I've always drawn inspiration from my travels. This menu takes a cue from the ingredients of the Pacific Northwest and the inviting flavors of fall.
When I spent a year in Halloween Town, I learned Bobby. All about, I learned about pumpkin milkshakes.
Bobby? Are you telling me, as my brother indicates, that this is informed by your travels through fall? Your travels through autumnal splendor? You know, like...
I would listen to the Bobby Flay take a train through autumn through America's autumn land with me. Come as I describe...
I heard this place has some of the best nutmeg, so I'm here looking after the nutmeg.
You think you could eat more nutmeg than picking. Me? Let's do it.
Bobby won't explain his pumpkin spice. He refuses. I cannot imagine that was his call, right? They probably have been fighting it for years to get a pumpkin spice milkshake on the menu.
There should just be a sign on the front of every shop, on every restaurant. And it's a sign over the spigot out of which the juice comes out. And they can just turn it so it says pumpkin on it. That's really all I need. Send a letter to everyone in the country, and the letter is going to be sent by every food business ever, and it's going to say pumpkins start on September 5th, and then pumpkins are going to go until December 1st. Thank you. You come out, get your pumpkin stuff, because you know we're going to get it to you.
We're going to do it. We're doing it.
Raise the flag. Put the flag half-mast. I will know that means it's pumpkin time, and then we can raise it up on December 1st.
This is an urgent question. Today, I was driving to work and realized my breath was not the freshest. While on the highway, I noticed I had a Dennis goodie bag in my car, complete with travel-size mouthwash. Yes. Forgetting the basic principles of mouthwash, I decided to take a big gulp. Immediately after, I realized I had no way of disposing said mouthwash. My options are now to swallow the mouthwash, which seems physically impossible, spit it out of an open window while driving 60 miles an hour, or ruin my morning cup of coffee with used mouthwash. Please help. I'm crying. My mouth is burning. That's for emergency in the Midwest. Ah, you got to us just in time.
Yeah. This is our first ever live sent in recorded question. Don't spit it out the window. I've made that mistake before.
It goes in the back.
It just blows right back in.
I want to be I want to be tender and gentle parent here. But okay. I need you to accept the fact that you fucked up.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of ownership that I feel like you do need to take of the situation of you did a bad thing and you mm-hmm. fucked up for it. And because of that, there will be a consequence. The consequence is the backseat gets it minty fresh, the coffee gets ruined, or you swallow it, which you can do. Like, you can get that down. It's not physically impossible. You shouldn't. Not good. But you there's a consequence for your action.
There's a fourth option, but I don't know if it's better, because there had to be a container that the mouthwash was in. Now, I recognize that container is little and has a tiny...
hard to funnel it in there.
...orifice. Yeah. You're going to try to spit back in. It's going to go everywhere.
No way. You won't be able to do it because the air...
Yeah.
Because the size of it, as you're trying to throw the mouthwash back in, you won't be able to get the air. You know what I'm saying? You almost had to drink it all.
Yeah.
You almost had to put the entire bottle. Why did you do this?
Why'd you fucking do this?
Can I say
up so bad?
It's so wild to me that you were trying to get all like high and mighty about road safety now.
Yeah.
While you were rooting around in your car for, I'm sorry, that Dennis bag was not like in your line of sight.
There's no way it was propped up in the passenger seat.
And did you one hand that lid off? Nope, I bet you didn't. You waved bye-bye to road safety a long time ago. Let's just get this thing done, all right? Yeah. Let's just get past this.
This is why you shouldn't clean your car out too much. You know what I mean?
Never know.
Because, you never know when you're going to have to MacGyver a situation like this. And an old mug in the glove box or whatever. Boom. Yeah. Solved.
How did you escape the car after it crashed into the lake? Well, I used one of the many rock-hard Fig Newtons with a single bite taken out of them that it had been filed to a sharp point, and I used that to break the glass and save my family. Couldn't have done it without you, Gus.
Here, I was stranded here on this tiny island when I crashed off a bridge onto this island, and the only way that I was able to signal was by collecting all of the discarded Wendy's toys that my kids are very excited about for 30 seconds and burned them, and the fumes made such a strange color in the sky that people knew that I needed rescue.
I bound my wounds with the very old silly putty that had been glonked into the door's top. There's another solution, and it's you fucking finish your drive while you rock with that spicy juice in your mouth until you get to the parking lot. It'll be fucking hard, but you're gonna come through the other. That's like a fucking life-changing ordeal at that point. If you can keep that spicy juice in your mouth until you park it, and then you spit, and the whole day you're gonna have a sort of like vacant expression on your face.
But the cleanest breath. Anyone's ever had.
What if something happens and if you hold it in there for long enough, it like bonds and you become forever fresh? Like, what if they're like,
that's the
like
dream, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, God. What if there's like something happens where you're like fresh forever?
If we had that technology, I would like to think I would have heard about it at this point. It's going to hurt. It's going to suck.
Mechanics? You're not going to hear about the latest developments unless you're reading Popular Mechanics or Popular
Science. Wire Cutter.
Stay abreast. Wire cutter is a good.
I don't know what wire cutter does.
Okay. They review toilets.
Oh.
And vacuums.
Yeah. They tell you which toilet vacuums are the good ones.
Could you spit it just into the cup holder?
Bad news, Trav. They all suck.
That's how every one of them goes.
Just spit it in the cup holder.
No, wait, can we do it? Griffin, you didn't. Let's try again.
Yeah.
Bad news. They all suck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not great. So,
so anyways, just spit it in the cup holder, and then you can shove some paper towels in there later.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in your car you can get a little bit wet. That's a good point, Trav. Spit it on the fucking floor mat, and then you can just clean that up.
I'm saying a cup holder is designed to
spit
like,
it on your shirt.
No,
spit on your shirt.
You're missing my
spit
point.
Spit on your shirt. Wash your shirt later. We're all fucking meat, man. Who gives a shit, dude?
Let it dribble down the front of your face.
Your nasty face.
But I'm saying the cup holder holds liquid if a cup bursts open.
Let it dribble down your nasty face and then tell your boss, like, yeah, my face is wet. We're all meat. Fuck off. I'll clean it later.
Yeah, true. What if he fills the cup holder with spit and needs to piss in it like it's a fucking animal?
That's why there's two of them up front.
Yeah. Take your shoe off and spit in there. Walk around with one sloppy
shoe. Fill your shoe with piss.
And like Andy Dufresne. And then drop it out in the yard.
They said, did you spit it in both shoes? Say, no, I spit my mouthwash in one shoe and I pissed in the other because we're all meat and it doesn't fucking matter. I'll clean them later.
I'd like a raise, please.
We didn't even need to introduce Pete into the question. That wasn't one of the, like, that wasn't a parameter. It's like, also, Pete is part of this.
Hey, if you don't think that's the concern if you accidentally swallow mouthwash, is like, if it burns that much in my mouth, how is this going to feel later?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's gonna feel bad.
In my sensitive urethra? Whew.
You know Travis has urethra sensitivity issues, Travis.
Yes, my urethra needs a little respect.
Stop.
Don't. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. Have always taken great care of us.
You've always been there for us.
We're happy to be here for you in your time of need.
Hey, we're so excited. We're back on the road. Can't wait. The shows are going to be amazing. We're going to be in Austin and San Antonio.
We don't know what those guys were saying earlier, but we are really excited about
fucking fire.
That was Act 1, Travis, Justin, and Griffin. This is
I'm going to be healthy as hell for you, Texas.
Yes. If you have questions for the NBNB AM shows, or if you have a fear you want to read, you can send that to NBNBAM@MaximumFun.org and put the city you'll be attending in the subject line. Austin is Taz versus Hercules. It's going to be a hoot and a half. And later this year, we're coming to Utah and California. You can get tickets for all the shows at bit.ly/McElroyTours. The ticket links and information are there.
Hey, we got some new merch up in the merch store over at McElroyMerch.com. There is a rad Geralt shirt that was designed by Lynn Doyle. It's one of my favorite shirt designs we've had up in a really long time. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Equality Florida, which is dedicated to securing full equality for Florida's LGBTQ community.
I want to let folks know Champions Griff is going to be back for its third year. Tickets are going on sale in early November. You'll see more information, or you can follow at Champions Grove on Instagram and get all the information there and see a lot of fun clips from previous years and find out what it's all about. Thank you. Or go to championsgrove.com.
Thanks. Thank you to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. That's all I really wanted to say. Montaigne is a good one, and I'm very, very grateful that they have allowed us to use this very good song as our introduction for so long now. So thank you, Montaigne.
Who shall read the fear this week?
Not me.
Okay.
I'm scared enough as
Griffin,
it is.
Griffin, you do it.
This year, I'm going to be faster than my fear of sitting in a theater box because that's where Lincoln was assassinated.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Bug Bag.
This is my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.